Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Laura, the Health Coach. This is my podcast, and in today's podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about why I'm here, why I'm passionate about health and wellness for everyone. It has a lot to do with my own personal background. So today in the podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about me. So if you're not interested in hearing my background, that's totally cool. Just skip this episode, go on to episode 3. But for those who are still listening, I'm going to tell you a little bit briefly about why I'm interested in health and wellness. I've been interested in health, wellness, and fitness from a very young age, right about my early 20s. And that's because, like many people in their early 20s, I felt I was indestructible. I did a lot of partying. When I was in college, I drank a lot of alcohol. I did do some drugs, not going to lie, not proud of it. But and of course, as a result of this partying, I either didn't eat a regular diet or I ate really crappy food. I ate intermittently when I wasn't just sustaining myself with beer. And when I did eat, it was mostly fast food, junk food, and so forth. And finally, I wised up in my early 20s, around 22 years old. I gave up drugs and alcohol, but I was left with about a 30-pound weight gain, and I was struggling to lose it. So one of the things I discovered, fortunately, was a fitness walking program. This was the late 80s at the time, and fitness walking was a pretty popular form of accessible exercise. So I started to do it. I started walking all around Los Angeles. I had just moved there and the weather was great, so I could do it every day. And I was walking up to an hour a day. And also at the same time, I discovered a TV show. I think it was on public access. This is like in the early days of cable. And in this TV show, a guy named Gil with a giant mop of dark hair was doing this aerobics fitness program on a beach in Hawaii. And he was just very charming and funny and full of energy and encouragement. And I did it in my living room along with the video. I did this aerobics program, much to the delight, I'm sure, of my downstairs neighbors. And between that and some changes in my diet and this fitness walking program, I gradually began to see some significant weight loss. The other thing that was exciting was not only did I lose weight, but I felt better, I slept better, I had improved mood and energy. So I was starting to discover right away that there were a lot of benefits to exercise besides just the weight loss. So as I continued to keep this up, I soon found that I was working in the restaurant industry, which was very taxing on my body, was not sleeping well. I started a career in education, which was very rewarding, but also very stressful, and had a major shift in my sleep habits. And long story short, I ended up putting a lot of weight back on because I couldn't keep up with my exercise program. So then in my 30s, I discovered martial arts. And martial arts was great because it was a type of workout that was fun and engaging. I didn't feel like I was working out. I didn't feel like I was going to the gym and doing a gym routine, although I did do that and I enjoyed that. But martial arts was more of a social activity. It motivated me to go because I would see my friends there, and it was really great to train with my friends. And I found that I was getting into better physical shape through that, not only through the cardio, but through the increase in muscle mass from doing martial arts. Sadly, I did have a martial arts accident in about 2003. I was at a seminar, we were sparring, and I ended up rupturing 2 vertebrae in my neck, and I had to stop training in martial arts abruptly. Yeah, it was really sad. That was a real low point in my journey because I had to stop training, and not only did I put the weight back on, I became incredibly depressed because this was my family, this was my community, working with my training, working out with my martial arts friends. And it was super sad. So I went into physical therapy and that helped, but I still couldn't get over the depression and the weight gain. my chiropractor, whose daughter actually trained with me, so he saw the whole process unfold with my not being able to train, he suggested that I try hot yoga. And I had really very limited experience with yoga, so it didn't really appeal to me. I mean, I was used to hitting people and throwing people around, and yoga didn't seem like it was a fit for my personality, but I trusted him and I gave it a try, and I have to say that it really changed my life. It was significant because I found something that didn't cause me pain, helped me feel better, and I found a new community. And it was such a significant shift in my life that I decided to change careers and become a hot yoga instructor. And I've been in that field ever since. Since then, I also have become a personal trainer and, of course, a certified health coach, which brings me here today. I did discover, although while I was simultaneously training in yoga, that the journey through nutrition was a tricky one. I experimented with several different types of diets. I did do the paleo diet, I did the keto diet, I did the Whole30 diet, and I went completely vegan. And then one day, recently, now that I'm in my 50s, I went to the doctor and had some blood work done, and my blood work came back really with a scary result. And this is after having a completely vegan diet. No drugs, no alcohol, no smoking, no meat. So what was the problem? And this helped me to journey a little bit deeper into nutrition. And I discovered that maybe certain fad diets were not the way to go. So now that I'm here today, after having all these hits and misses with fitness and weight gain and nutrition and blood work and all the things that go with it, I'm here to kind of take some of my personal experiences as well as my background in training in health coaching, nutrition, and fitness, and help you find a fitness, health, and wellness program that will help you reach your goals. I truly believe that any person, regardless of their age, their background, their current health status, can attain better and more satisfying health as long as they have the right tools. And that's my mission, to bring these tools to you. Thank you for listening, and look forward to the next few episodes where I'll be talking about things like intermittent fasting and also fad diets and nootropics. Thanks for listening. And hey, if you like the content that I bring, think about supporting this podcast. You know, you can do it for just $1 a month. Just $1 a month. If I asked you for $1 to help me pay for parking, you'd hand it over no problem. So what if I asked you for $1 for each month of high quality wellness programming? Well, consider it. There's a link on my Anchor podcast page, so think about it, and I'll be so super grateful if you did. Hope to see you next time on my next episode. Be well.